couple more tasty tracks for your listening pleasure before I come back to wrap up my discussion with today's featured guest, Graham Jones. Enjoy this one from Choctaw singer-songwriter Samantha Crane in her 2020 A Small Death. It's Holding to the Edge of Night. You're listening to Gyno.
What's that silence inside me that expands into the dark? With the traffic lights all changing for no one anymore. The karaoke laughter tumbling out the door. Might as well with contemplation of the pleasures I endure. Holding to the edge of night. Holding to the edge of night. Holding to the edge of night. My deepest true desire interrupted with the dawn. A bar tab, a parking ticket, pull me back down from beyond. Now I have searched for her in mourning, but she's quiet and austere. And as the moon floats above her, she unfastens all the fear. And I keep holding to the edge of night. Holding to the edge of night. Holding to the edge of night. Sets around me, it strips the other sense away. Now I am a legend of this land. I am a keeper of this life. So when I die, however that is, I'll just say evening was my prize. And I keep holding to the edge of
Crane, and you're listening to Gyno with Brett Maybe.
You filled me with delight on stolen secret nights. It always felt so right, but I knew that it was wrong, love. Sneaking in the dark, racing just to park. I'm tattooed by your morgue, but I knew that it was wrong love. We know that it's wrong love. Showed up at the right time.
Cardinal's latest single, Wrong Love, coming by way of recommendation from today's featured guest, Graham Jones. Welcome back to the chat today. I do have just a little bit more time to get caught up with a fascinating guest here on Gyno. Once again, Graham is out with a new album right now called Creatures and Criminals. Anybody who knows me knows that I absolutely love storytelling and songs that you can continue to revisit and glean new little nuggets out of. And you can certainly do with that with these particular songs. So again, if you're just now joining us, be sure to check your local listings for the next time. But in the meantime, you're also welcome to check out gynomusic.fm and the nativeartistdirectory.com. Graham, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with me today. As we start to wind things down, again, I really look forward to more output from you at this point. You're not going to just up and decide to, you know, take another break from music, are you?
No, so, you know, creating this album, I think, and putting the effort into it made me really realize the potential of my music, and the reception has been tremendous so far. And, you know, I think I matured over the years and have a better idea of what I want out of music, and sort of learning my what my voice is, sort of, and what kind of storytelling and lyricism that I really feel like is in me. So at this point, you know, I was really excited to get these songs out so that I could release them, have them out there, and move on, sort of put them to bed and give them their nod and see them go their merry way so that I could start with a whole new collection of songs. So I'm really excited to already get going on the next project. And, you know, the effort that it takes to be an independent musician these days with online, you know, the world is just, there's so much to do. So I'm looking forward to, you know, a month or two from now when the promotion's all over, getting into crafting these new songs. So I've got a bunch set aside already, and I look forward to fleshing them out and creating what comes next.
I certainly look forward to future releases. You know, often I ask guests, if they're anticipating touring in support of the album, but I get the impression that you really have a lot more fun in the studio setting. That's your home, yeah.
Yeah, you got it. I've done the live thing, and it's great, and there's a time and a place, and even maybe a type of person that really enjoys that, but you know, I'm just fascinated by the recording process. The whole song process, from the germ of the idea all the way through to your demo, to then getting into the studio and making these songs sparkle. And I love the little nuances, all the recording equipment. You know, it's just, I could live in the studio every day if I had my way. So by all means, there's not necessarily any full touring coming up, but we'll look for the right opportunities to play live. And otherwise, you know, I think creating these songs in the studio for people to listen to, put the earbuds in, listen to them as they're meant to be, that's what I really like.
I love the recorded experience. Certainly, there is a certain magic to it, 100%. You know, seeing as how you're so comfortable in the studio and you're so good at it, do you have any plans to produce other artists?
Not really. You know, I had a pretty good home studio a few years ago, and I had way too much equipment for the amount of space I had. So over the years, it's whittled down a little bit, and you know, also technology has gotten better, that the quality of demos you can make on your phone is actually pretty impressive. So you know, I'm not at the point where I'm necessarily producing as much. I feel like I love bringing my demos to the most complete version I can make them. Mm-hmm. And then you know, I love the opportunity to be working with a producer again, or get, or musicians even, you know, whatever it might be. A studio experience is maybe not for me at the home anymore, but by all means, I look forward to every opportunity to be produced. And who knows what the future holds. I do love the world of studios, and maybe there's a little producer future in me at some point.
One last question for you today. Where can people find more of you at?
Sure. I mean, the easiest thing to do, so as we talked about earlier, my name spells a little funny. So if you want to find me on Instagram, it's D Jones. That's Jones with a Z or a Z, music. And otherwise, find it on your streaming platforms. Just look up Creatures and Criminals. And yeah, I think that's the best way to reach me. I'm around.
Thank you so much for chatting with me today. I certainly hope you'll join me on Gyno again soon.
Me, Gwetch, Brett, this is great. And yeah, I love what you're doing here. So I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Along the shoreline, black magic slowly grew. Stone uncovers. Ain't life beautiful? And crude, as thick as the morning dew. There's a gold mine down at the edge of town. You better get what you can, son, before the rain comes down. Feel your fingers burn. Black magic has returned. Follow the river. Meow. Black magic flowing down. Dark as the night. Sick as the ghost. A wounded mind can't heal the soul. There's a gold mine down at the edge of town. You better get what you can, son, before the rain comes down. Feel your fingers burn. Black magic has returned. Dark as the night, sick as the gold.
My name's Graham Jones, and you're listening to Gyno Music with Brett Mabee.
Dino is recorded and produced on the Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation, with support from the Anosognwenda Cultural Center and Creatives Rebuild New York. For this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nv1.org. To discover more music from incredible indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
In the timbers of Fenario, the wolves are running round. The winter was so hard and cold, froze 10 feet beneath the ground. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. I sat down to my supper, 'twas a bottle of red whiskey. I said my prayers and went to bed. The last they saw of me, don't murder me. I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. When I awoke, the dire wolf, 600 pounds of sin, was grinning at my window. All I said was, come on in, don't murder me. I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. Got my cards, we sat down for a game. I cut my deck to the queen of spades, but the cards were all the same. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. In the backwash of Fenario, black and bloody mire, the dire wolf collects his dues while the boys sing round the fire. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. Please don't.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.